from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
I grew up here in Homestead and grew up in the steel mill days, so a lot of steel mills.
Flesh and blood principalities, battle over spiritual policies, thinking that the one is going to follow.
We were responsible for our community. You know, we say we need help, but we got to learn how to help ourselves.
A lot of people who are pioneers and icons who got us to where we are today because they used their brains. If they used their fists, we would never have heard about them.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Elwin Green, age 61 at the time of this interview.
My dad was a factory worker. My mom was a domestic. She cooked and cleaned for people. There were five of us kids in the house, three brothers, two sisters. We grew up in a neighborhood that some folks today might call a ghetto. It was a black neighborhood. It was mostly lower income folks, but folks who did work. It was families. Most of the people on my block were married couples with kids. Looking back on my childhood now, what strikes me most is that I think we all felt very safe when I was growing up. We all felt loved. We knew that we could not get away with much. We were what people now call latchkey kids before anybody invented the term. You know, when we came home, our parents were not home, and it was up to us to kind of take care of ourselves. Somehow, if we got into any devilment during the day while our parents were not home, somehow, when mom came home that night, she always knew about it. You know, somebody on the street made sure that my mom knew what we had done, which consequently meant that my dad knew what we had done. My parents placed a premium on education. For years, my dad kept a dictionary in the middle of our dining room table. I really, really loved to read, and whenever I came across a word that I didn't know, if I were to come to my dad and ask him what the meaning of the word was, my dad would say, look it up. So I learned how to use the dictionary real early. The only thing that went on top of that dictionary was a Bible, and nothing ever went on top of that Bible. That kind of expressed my dad's view of the world, the importance of learning, of education in the dictionary, and then the Bible, the importance of your relationship with God. Your relationship with God is the most important thing. A good education is the second most important thing. And that was what we grew up with. I left Pittsburgh in 1980, and I came back in 1983. When I came back the second time, I started attending a church here in Homewood called Bethany Baptist Church. When I lived in Pittsburgh the first time, I spent my entire life in Oakland, so I didn't know anything about Homewood or anywhere else. But when I came back the second time, I moved to Homewood, and I started going to this church called Bethany, and I joined the choir at Bethany, and there was this cute little lady in the alto section of the choir, then big brown eyes. We started talking. We became friends. After being friends 6 months before we went on our first date, another year before we got engaged. In 2004, a friend of mine who worked at the Post-Gazette, she sent out an email. It was just a general email to her friends saying that the Post-Gazette was looking for someone to put through a training program. I submitted some writing samples, and I went in for an interview. I spoke with Mr. Shripman, the executive editor. Mr. Shripman called me back the next day and said that he wanted me for this program. That was in May of 2004. A month later, I was down in Nashville, Tennessee, on the campus of Vanderbilt University, attending what was called the Diversity Institute. And the Diversity Institute was a training program for mid-career people of color who want to transition into journalism. I went through the training program, which was 3 months in the summer of 2004. September 2004, I started at the Post-Gazette. I did always want to be a writer. I always wanted to write for a living when I was a kid. My big dream when I was in junior high school was to write a best-selling novel. Working at the Post-Gazette was definitely a dream come true in that for the first time in my life, I was getting paid to write. And that was a thrill.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewer Rodney Smitherman. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at crossingfences.org.